A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Welcome to Hell, the podcast for sinners, where you send us your tales of iniquity and we offer our infernal judgment.
So you died, get over it.
Oh, no. Who's this? Who has joined me in the studio today?
So you died, get over it. We have, you honestly think you're the first to be turned into a mouse by the Grand High Witch and squashed?
Put down that bottle of Formula 86, throw on a wig and scuttle through the fiery gates for a good old-fashioned gossip with me, Daniel Fox, comedian, Tilda Swinton impersonator, and Hell's resident receptionist.
And me, Dane Buckley, comedian, donut hunter, and lapsed angel.
Darling! It's a double record day. We've had a little drink beforehand.
You have not seen The Witches, have you?
I have seen... Do you know what? No.
No, because
I've seen half of The Witches, but I haven't seen the new one either.
You haven't seen the original?
I have seen the original.
Oh, you have? Okay, because that's the accent I was doing.
Yeah.
And also, if you knew that, you would say, Formula 86!
Yeah, I haven't. I should watch it.
You need to step up your camp.
Everyone's
talking about thinking
you're
butch.
Everyone's whispering about it.
He's
thinking,
so butch.
Is he a lumberjack? He's good with wood, so maybe. How you been, love?
I've been good,
baby
petal.
Girl.
I haven't seen you in a good... 3 to 4 minutes.
It's been 3 to 4 minutes.
It's been a time. You know what I learned?
What?
Another word for priest is sky pilot.
Isn't that what?
Yeah.
A sky pilot?
A sky pilot. I've never heard that as in the heavens.
What, because they're like navigating through the heavens?
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Oh, that makes me want to go and do that instead of this.
What do you
bullshit.
Do? I'm a sky pilot.
I'm a sky pilot in a way.
I'm a sky pilot. So I've had that in my life. That's changed.
In like a military context?
In Google Thesaurus, other words for priest.
Oh, how interesting.
Because I was looking up different names for a cocktail I was working on emotionally.
Well, I love that.
And then I looked up priest. I abandoned that cocktail. I don't even speak to the woman anymore. But then I saw other words for priest. Sky pilot, just there in front of me, bare.
I really like that.
I really like that.
Talking of cocktail, every week we slurp down a couple. And after we've had them, we have a cocktail. So it's me making the little cocktails this week.
What's she called? Where's she
from? She
is
called an Auburn Jam.
An Auburn Jam.
Which is the name of the duo, who the marvellous company who made our theme music. Which you
And
have
the
just,
name you used
and
to.
And the name I used to dance under, Auburn Jam. Auburn they are Jam. A wonderful duo. They made our lovely theme music. And now I'm honouring them with a cocktail in their name. Which you will see why when you taste it. I mean, I've given part of the ingredients list
it's
away there.
A lot of Auburn,
it contains Auburn hair. Have a little sippage.
Mm. Got a blockage here.
Mm. Me too, immediately.
Okay. I'm hoping that's part of the...
Oh my God, it's like impossible to get it through the
no,
straw.
No, you've got to blow it out.
Oh, I did, but then... Okay.
Well, I guess you're not as good at blowing as me. I'm Frutella. Very like fruit cocktail bursting. Oh, I
strong,
got a strawberry seed.
Yeah, you have to chew. This is a cocktail you have to chew, like all good cocktails.
I once had a fig jam old fashioned at the BFI. Look at me. Or was it MFI? I can't remember which. And it's reminiscent of that. So there is a strong alcohol in there. Is she gin?
There is a pink gin.
Of course.
Yes. Anything else?
That's what comes out of your tap.
Yes, pink gin.
There's another stronger alcohol in there.
There is Chambord in there, which is the Chambord. Raspberry liqueur.
You don't need to tell me what Chambord is.
But I'm wondering, anyway, what I was just saying about the beaker is that it's metal inside. We've added these little rubber feet to the straws to stop it from making a screeching banshee wail whilst we drink, but I'm taking it off because the jam can't get through the little teeth.
You know the bottle Chambord comes in?
Looks like a grenade, yeah.
My friends once said it's my body. And she wasn't wrong.
It's just a sphere with a little head on top. I love that. And a beautiful, expensive, sacred liquor inside.
But a peach-shaped little
Oh, that's
drum.
Cute. But what I was going to say is that vodka-based? Chambord.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's what
vodka.
You're... Because it's gin and Chambord, lemon juice, jam.
Now, as you know, I didn't do the French at school. Is it Chambord or is it like Chambord?
I actually don't know that.
Daniel Louise Fox.
Well, even if it was French, I think you would still pronounce the D.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's Chambord. It won't be Chambord. I think it's Chambord. Write in, listener. You know where to write in. judgment@hellpod.com. You message us on the socials at the Hellpod or you go on our website.
So is there any other mixer then? Jam?
There is a touch of tonic water.
Jam, tonic water, strawberry jam.
No raspberry.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. This is... it was... I based this on a recipe called a Briar Patch, which is raspberry jam, gin, lemon juice, simple syrup. And I thought, no, I want to mix that up a bit because I had some Chambord and I thought, I'm going to add a little bit extra of raspberry punch with the Chambord. Chambord's raspberry, isn't it?
Right, yeah, raspberry liqueur. Yeah. And but also, when would simple syrup ever be needed with like jam?
Right, I know. Unless you had like a...
Idiots.
So I thought, I don't need the simple syrup. I'll go heavy with the jam.
You need a complex syrup.
Right.
Intelligent syrup.
Yes. And I thought I'd up the dosage of like the raspberry flavour with a pink gin. So there's like some extra berry elements in there, which is why I'm calling it an Auburn jam.
Delicious.
And I think it's tasty.
Because this feels lovely and sweet. Ergo,
not
what are you doing making it?
I regret it. And that's all I have to say on that. I like it. I sort of knew you would like it, and I thought you deserved a treat because I'm not seeing you in a while.
Playing to the masses.
Mm. it's better if you take the little rubbery teat off of the straw.
No,
you can
like
actually
to
get
go
the jam
like
up.
This.
It's too. It is. I would. You could only have one. I could only have one.
I think the Diabetic Society says.
Yeah, it is super sweet. But like, you're supposed to have it with crushed ice. We couldn't get that in the studio. we are gradually moving more and more machinery into this studio. Everyone else just uses what they've got. We have brought in lights, we've brought in candelabras, we are bringing in beakers, we are bringing in also, and I am close to bringing in my own ice maker.
Straights we've had in this studio, haven't we? But every one of them have been like, wow, well, we wish we had these. Well, you can't.
You can't. Darling. What have you been up to?
Well, I don't want you. Oh, God. I was just about to say I got tickets to see da da da, and I remembered I forgot to invite you to this one.
I know. You mentioned it in a voice note, and I thought I'm going to bring that up in the podcast. How is Cyndi Lauper?
She's really good.
Is she really good?
Well, she's...
We'll catch you up there.
Okay, name me two other of her hits.
Time after time.
Name me two others.
I don't need to, because I'm comfortable in my knowledge of how much I love her.
Come on, you can think of...
Turn around.
What do girls want to do? They want to
have fun.
And what do her big gay anthem? Come on, World Pride last year she performed it.
Well, I know it, but do you?
Show me a smile. You call me
up
because you know I'll be there.
Yeah,
and I see your true colors.
Did she do that one?
Yes.
Did she?
Yes. Hello.
It was Glee that came up with that one. I'm joking.
Anyway, she's playing Glastonbury, and also she done it. I found out literally minutes after it went, and it sold out like that. She's playing Royal Albert Hall.
But you managed to get it.
Me and Shimmy, who are going to Stevie Nicks as well, managed to go.
Well, it's good that you were able to get Shimmy into another concert, because she's really lacking from going to music events.
We went Tori Amos, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
The next iconic female that comes over might be my mum.
You've seen them all now.
Okay.
Who's left?
Who is Cher and Joni? That's all that's left.
Yeah.
Also, Cyndi Lauper's greatest hits was called 12 Deadly Sins and then some.
Oh, delicious. So it would have been perfect for me. It could have been like a Welcome to Hell fun thing. Never mind.
And I'm having a bit of a health kick in my life.
You're on a little health kick.
A little health kick.
You have been. What did you make?
It's the new year.
It's the Persian New Year.
I'm now following.
Yes.
And when the gods deliver you a Monday, that's also the first of the month, which it was not so long ago in April, then that's a sign from the gods to really begin to think about,
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. I'm welcoming the Persian New Year and just honouring the equinox by being a little bit healthy.
And we're beginning that health kick with a cocktail that is 90% jam.
Yes, exactly. But I could eat again next month, so that's...
I'm on a new...
What have you been up to, Daniel?
Thank you for asking me. I've got a new mission. I'm spreading a rumour I'm spreading a rumor about you in the comedy community.
Oh, gosh.
When I'm in green rooms, when I'm in backstage across the land, when I'm in group chats with comedians, I'm spreading that you have a wife. I'm spreading that you're, because you're bubbly and camp and vivacious on stage and backstage, but I'm telling everyone it's a lie. He goes home to his wife called Margaret. She is a, I'm going to say, I've been around his house, I met her. She's a northern cook. She's a cook in a prison. I'm going to say, yeah, literally, the moment he is through his own house, the camp goes. It's crazy. He'll be like, darling, darling. And then he gets somebody who's like, Margaret. And she's like, hello, love, Jane, you're home. Oh, I've got your tea on table, love. Tea's on table, love. She's 10 years older than him. Margaret.
So she's 30.
She's 30,000 years old.
That's hilarious. Because, you know, like, obviously my whole thing is Irish, Indian, gay. Mm. And the amount of times I come off stage and people say, excuse me, is that true? All that stuff. And yeah. I love to fuck with them. I love to be like, I'm not going to lie. To be honest, it's all made up. My wife loves when I do that. And for a minute, their face absolutely drops. And then I like slap them and be like, don't be so stupid. Of course it's not made up.
Which is such gaslighting because obviously Margaret's waiting for you at home with a plate of boiled eggs and some bread.
You know what? The next green rooms I'm in, I'm going to let slip. Be like, Margaret, I can't talk right now. I don't know. Hash browns. Down the phone.
Well, I told you about the time that the comedian, who was it? I think it was Matt Richardson, told someone that I wear a wig. he started spreading a rumour that my hair is an expensive hairpiece. And now I'm going, my microphone. So sometimes I now let go and just sort of... just sort of like adjust my hair while I'm in around other comedians.
Let's keep these rumors going.
Yeah, I'm going to start spreading more. I'm going to invent a whole life for Margaret.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All I've got so far is she's a cook. She works. She's a cook in a prison. She's from North Yorkshire. Dan, love your home.
Hello, Tom. We're really hard day in this office. That was me too. I sound like Treebeard. Don't be hasty. That's my straight man.
Lovely. You sound like Johnny Vegas. You do sound like Johnny Vegas. Yanis just piped in. Dane
Who's
sounds
that?
Like Johnny Vegas. The northern comedian that sounds just like that.
Oh, the Phoenix Knights.
Maybe. He was in the PG Tips advert.
Oh, the wee teddy monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do sound like that.
Good. All right. Well, that's us caught up. Hey.
Hi.
Sin bin time.
Sin bin time.
For any new listeners, this is a thing that we do each episode. We have thrown away, we have done with the original seven deadly sins. They're outdated, they're stupid.
Rubbish.
What are they? Bit of sloth. Sorry, executive, busy, grinding, hustling world. Sometimes it's nice to have a day off.
Bit of pride. Who doesn't like going to base four in a public toilet?
Who doesn't like an M&S LGBT sandwich?
Exactly.
So we're replacing
guacamole and bacon and tomato.
So we're replacing them with our own new sins. Each week we pick a sin each to hurl into the eternal fire.
Crackle and burn.
Dane.
I've been really triggered by it lately, and I almost am getting to that point where I'm a middle-aged woman where I want to say, excuse me, I want to raise it with the person. Sunglasses on the underground.
Okay.
Sunglasses on the underground.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Yes, if you are...
Anna Wintour,
or a minor celebrity.
An E-list celebrity.
An E-list by the celebrity. Name of Daniela Foxtrot. Or you're a diva, you've had a night out. You know, any of those categories I could absolutely understand. But John, IT assistant from Hayes, wearing your sunglasses on, what are you doing?
Think it really depends, doesn't it? Because as you say, if it's like a chic, if Naomi Campbell, I mean, she'll never be on the tube, but if one of those people is sitting in their sort of upright, bolt upright, big glamorous glasses on, maybe.
Maybe.
But if it's, as you say, one of those men where they've got the like Oakley kind of skiing
and you bet your bottom dollar they've got 5-year-old festival wristbands on.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Or they're a murderer.
Yeah.
Because there's the other type where they look like they are plotting a murder and they're going home to like hoard more cans.
Well, no, I've done
cans.
A little side sit to see if they're like good looking.
Well, I was actually just finishing a sentence, which is what I was, it's just something I like to do. Go on.
Go on. There you go.
No, go on.
No, you've made it see now.
Hoarding cans.
What a lovely sentence. That was one of my favourite sentences. I did a little side sit to see if they were good looking.
My deadly sin, I think, would be...
We've drunk so much. We've drunk so much. You're starting to look attractive, Daniel.
Sorry, repetitive. God, it's strong. I think, do you know what? The other thing that's making this an Auburn jam and not a briar patch is that I've added some non-alcoholic elements to it. Like, I've put some tonic in. The original is just gin and jam.
Is that a wartime drink?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you tried Deponet? Deponet?
Deponet.
Deponet, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Deponet and gin.
Gin and Deponet, yeah.
Gin, well, I like to say it backwards.
That was the Queen Mother's
drink. It was. Drink. She lived to 101.
Yeah, I have. And because I...
The mixer is another alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love a Negroni, which is that. Well, it's not actually Deponet. It's another one like just like Deponet. It is gin, I believe. I believe it is gin, Deponet, or something similar.
When will
similar.
You know?
And Campari.
Right. At least that's a little bit...
No, all three of those are alcohol.
Yeah, but at least that's a little bit dramatic.
Oh,
John
right,
Collins
yeah.
advert, Campari, a dinner party. What do I serve my guests?
Mm.
At least that's...
I love a Campari soda.
But anyway, glasses on the train. And it's always like a knob. Doing it. It's always an
yeah.
a dickhead. And I just, there's no need. And I could see this lad was struggling to look at his phone as well. I'm just like, I wanted to be like, who are you, love?
I'm going to add an extra one onto this, is the men that do it, you can see in there, they are an IT support worker in some sort of boring central London firm.
Yeah.
But when they are on their way home with a little backpack on and their Oakley sunglasses, they think they are a ninja.
Absolutely.
They think they are fresh off the Matrix.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there. And you can... They think it's completely black.
Yeah.
Blackout. No one can see. But you can see their silly, beady little eyes
absolutely.
Looking at you. And I love to look them straight in the eye and be like, I can see you, John. I can see you.
And in the reflection of the window, you can see what they're looking at on their phone.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
But Sudoku, it's just, inevitably.
Yeah, just... it's. I don't love it. It's not
I
my favourite thing.
I'm with you. Well, okay, I'm with you when it's lame. When it's lame men doing it.
Yeah, if it's a good-looking lad that's just a bit of festival chic,
then
by all means. I'll leave the carriage. I'll leave it to your own.
Glamorous ice queen.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
Or
a homosexual.
A fabulous woman on the New York Metro in her 90s.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I also don't like... Like, I was in a restaurant and this couple were talking in a restaurant. And he left
that
the glasses
must stop.
On the whole time.
Oh, that's bizarre.
And I wanted to be like, take them off!
Interesting. What do you think of those ones? Do you remember in, like, 2005 when all of the TV adverts were the glasses that turn shaded when sunlight hits them? And do you remember the advert? It was, like, very modern-looking people walking through, like, a world that was, like... white pavement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were like white pavement and glass, and they're walking, and then they'd like step outside and the glasses would turn.
I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. The day we go into Black Mirror stuff of where the glasses have your socials and you can do work quite...
There was Google Glass, which was rubbish and failed.
Google Glass.
Name is dance at it. And then there's the Apple one where it's like a visor and you can literally like... You can sit on a plane and your entire vision just becomes a movie or becomes like a screen and a screen and a book.
Where will it all end?
Where's it all going to end?
What's in your sin bin, darling?
In my sin bin?
Yeah.
Milk.
Oh, gosh.
I think milk is a cardinal sin.
Gosh.
I think men, adult men that drink a pint of milk, just pour themselves a pint of milk and drink it, perverts. I think it is so vile. I think it's so disgusting. I think it's so creepy.
Right.
And it is reminiscent to me of like, you know those men where their kink is that they dress up as an adult baby?
Oh,
and then like someone like rocks them in a cradle and they poo themselves and they get wiped up. I think every time I see a man drinking a pint of milk, I think that's what you are.
But you know, like, because back in the day, it was recommended. Like, it was, like, so if we're talking 1950s cowboy.
Do you drink a glass of milk?
No, I don't. Oh, my God, no. I'd open up a portal to the underworld if I did. Again. No, but you know, like, because when I was younger, definitely people would drink. And especially in Ireland, people drink a pint of milk with their dinner and stuff like that. It was really pushed as a healthy thing.
By big milk, I think.
Yes, of course. Of course.
But we grow and we learn, and people should have moved on from that now. I think it's disgusting and evil.
And there are really good substitutes in some areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee. Oat milk.
Yeah.
Glass, water. Be an adult. Grow the fuck up.
Although I'm team oat milk, and we're finding now there's a few issues with her, isn't there? Glycemically.
Yeah, but they also say that about everything. There's an issue with everything, but is it really that bad? Also, how much are you having?
Fair bit.
okay.
I do think that like McDonald's should offer oat milk as an option now. I was disgusted that they don't.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah.
I don't think... Does McDonald's have any?
No.
That's crazy.
They don't
it?
Even have decaf in this country.
Or soy. Or
American.
Yeah, that's nuts.
American. I think Indian sweets would be hard to make without dairy milk. And they are life-changing and the best in the world.
I have a huge confession.
Please let it be you've never tried Indian sweets, not that you don't like Indian.
I don't like them. Obviously, I've not tried them all.
Okay.
But I have tried several of the types where it's like a nut paste hardened into a thing and you chop a bit or you have it and it's in the shape of a flower and you eat it. And it's like...
So they're not milk-based ones?
Yeah. It's like a sort of chalky, nutty milk thing.
A name you just... So...
I couldn't tell you.
You would know if you tried the milk ones because they're really rich in that pistachio flavor, like barfi, for example.
I was quite young when I had it.
I will bring some maybe, in for you to try. Okay.
I have had. I don't know.
There's
what
There's a lentil one, a laddu.
I've not had that. I have had.
I'm on the roll now. There's jalebi.
is that like? I believe another name for it might be gulab jamun, where it's like balls of a sponge and a rose syrup.
I like that.
I've had that. Is and that Indian?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
I like that.
Rasmalai is the paneer version. With pistachios. Oh. Really nice.
Cheese and syrup. A name I used to dance.
Cheese in condensed milk. No. But jalebi is the one that looks like a brooch or a fascinator.
Oh, you've shown me where it's orange, like an orange. Sticky, I've not had that.
Syrup, and she's veggie. But I'll get you some pistachio barfi.
It's all very, very sweet.
Do not say you... My next additional sin bin, my ethnic sin bin, is white people saying, oh, Indian sweets are very rich, very sweet. You don't have a bowl of Indian sweets.
Like, no, but I know...
Can I finish my mixed race monologue? You don't have a bowl of Indian sweet custard. You have a little tidbit with your tea, and then you move on emotionally. These one woman shows are going, very sweet, pass me four Snickers.
What I've had, I didn't like, but I'm very open to changing my mind. I'd like to be the bitch that goes, the only sweets I'll partake in are Indian sweets.
Okay, good. Well.
Take me somewhere where I can change my mind.
We need wet wipes. We need Imodium. I will get you, from Gupta's in Houston, I will get you. Mm-hmm. Yanis is also half Calcuttan. Do you have an opinion on Indian sweets?
Jalebi is my favourite.
Jalebi is his favourite.
I love you, Yanis, and always have to.
I might like that one.
No, we're bonding. Colonizer. You stick with your toffee and your fudge.
I don't like toffee and fudge.
What a difficult little bitch you are.
I don't know.
I know what you would have been like, Mother, can I have a frozen gin lolly, please?
Yeah. Oh my God. The thing I was absolutely obsessed with when I was a wee bairn was Waitrose's fig and what was it? Fig and orange blossom honey ice cream.
Oh my God, of course. this was 12 donuts down Tesco, £1.
You know I also love a donut.
I do.
We must move on.
We must move on to the letters.
Hey, it's time for the letters. But before we get to the letters, time for the adverts.
Oh, here she comes.
Word from our sponsor.
Dip, 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 dip.
That's the end. Hi, listener.
Hey.
Hi, you little deviled egg. This is the part of the episode where we turn our evil eyes on you, our beautiful deviled eggs. We have asked you to write in, send us your confessions and grievances, and let we, the infernal aunties, judge you. Are you the demon? Let's find out. Sidebar, if you wanted to write in, you can do it at judgment@hellpod.com. You can go to hellpod.com where there is an anonymous form. I'm quite drunk. There is an anonymous form at hellpod.com where you can send it and no one will know who you were as a confessor. You can also find us at the hellpod on Instagram, TikTok. DM us there. Okay. Are you the demon? Let us find out. Dane?
Hi.
Oh, I'm letter one. Okay. Just looked at
You're always letter one.
Well, I know, but I'm also doing the intro. So... Okay.
This is my rest time.
He closes his eyes while I do this bit. Hi, Dan and Dane. Well, it's Daniel, but okay. I have a friend from university who I no longer speak to. Our lives went in different directions, and I hadn't seen her in over a decade.
Demon.
Already?
No.
Straight away, demon. Our lives went in different directions, and I hadn't seen her in over a decade. She recently reached out to me wanting to reconnect. I had no interest in doing this, but I agreed for old time's sake. Dinner was fine, albeit a bit awkward, but then weeks later, her husband called saying she'd gone missing. I asked why he was telling me instead of calling the police, and he responded that she'd told him she would be spending the day with me, but never returned home that night. news to me. I hung up and called my former friend. She explained that she just needed a break, and she told everybody that she was spending the day with me.
Scandal.
Weird. 2 weeks later, and I'm awoken at 5 a.m. by her husband calling me again. He explained that he'd found evidence she'd been having an affair, and for months had been telling him, her husband, she was with me every time she was with her lover. I told him I hadn't seen his wife in years, apart from that one weird dinner. I have since blocked both the former friend and her husband. Am I the demon? Should I have covered for this woman?
I'm so glad I didn't have to read that drunk. That was her.
That was Trixie on the tongue. A name I used to dance under. Not the demon. That person sounds like a lunatic.
I think the worst thing here are the words, rang me at 5 a.m. If some prick woke me up at that time.
Yeah, what's going on? You can wait until 8 to report your missing wife.
Yeah. Listen, I'm all for things happening, and you rely on your besties to cover your back. What you don't do is a friend you don't no longer have a relationship with. You don't call them up and be like, could you cover me for this?
If one of the random people I knew from university who I no longer speak to started telling their life partner that I was who they were seeing, and I got phone calls from, absolutely get away from me. Yeah, provide an alibi for your best friend to go and...
Yeah. And also, did the friend suggest the dinner just to lay the foundation to begin this lie? That's all
I think so, yeah. They absolutely did not care about... No. That person did not care about seeing you.
I'd be like, bring me out for dinner once a month to the IRB.
That's what I was thinking when I was reading it. I was like, not the demon. And if anything, you should have gone further. And you should have arranged some sort of system where they pay you per alibi.
Yes.
What is your going rate for that 15-minute phone conversation where you go, no, she's with me, absolutely. Oh, Hannah, are you through there? Oh, she's busy. She's in the toilet. But...
Yeah, not the demon at all.
Not the demon. No. Good for you. Block him.
Exactly.
Blackmail them. Dane, a letter from you.
A letter from I. From Furious in Florence.
Ooh, I love a rhyming, alliterative...
Scheme.
Pseudonym.
Dear Infernal Aunties. That's our correct title.
That is the correct title.
Bonus points. You win the prize. What is the prize? Us. Am I the demon for asking a friend to travel to Italy for my wedding? I'm getting married this year and we've decided to do it abroad. We invited a small group of 30 of our close friends and family. No one has that many friends.
That's not a close group.
Arranged a deal with a hotel and gave them over a year's notice of the time and place to make this as affordable and practical as possible. I'm reading like this because I'm drunk. However, one of my friends has recently let me know that she will not be attending, despite previously saying she could. She says she can't afford the flight and accommodation and is also struggling to get the time off work. For context, when we initially invited everyone, there was an early booking deal which would have made the travel really cheap. She left it late and now the prices have gone up. I also know for a fact that she recently booked a longer holiday to the USA later in the year, so she clearly decided she could afford that. I told her that I'm hurt and annoyed, but she says if we choose to get married abroad, we can't expect everyone to be able to come. Am I the demon here?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are. You sound really annoying. Sorry. Sorry. Thank you for listening. Thank you for writing in. But
I don't mean to judge, but I hate her.
Yeah, don't we all? Yeah. Listen, this is a safe space if you want to write in your sins. However,
we hate you.
You are a bridezilla.
Yeah.
And you should know. Enough of us know.
Yeah.
It's so fine. Listen, it is fine to do a destination wedding.
Of course.
What you cannot do is expect people to come.
Yeah.
We
all know the minute we hear the wedding is in Greece, that means okay, here's my way out.
Right.
Only the nearest and dearest will be going. And that's good for them. They have to pay less as well. It's the deal.
Feel free to invite me to your Greek wedding.
Of course.
And maybe, if the stars align, I might go, I'm going to take 2 weeks in Greece, actually. I fancy Greece.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. And I'll also give them 2 days to go to their wedding. And then I'll go on my own way and do my thing.
One day, perhaps.
But if I decide, she's like, she's going on a holiday to the US. So she can't.
Annual leave, please. Yeah. Are you watching her movements?
Yeah, literally. And also, maybe she wants to go to a holiday to the US.
Yeah.
And not spend all her money going to Florence.
To see someone else get married.
Marry your probably boring husband.
Probably. I did not like this vibe at all. She started well with Infernal Aunties and Furious in Florence, but actually, feck off in Florence. How about that?
You've done your best. You've tried to make it affordable for people. Yeah. That's lovely. So fine. Lovely that you're having a lovely wedding in Florence with your 30 close friends. I dropped them. Unless you have 9 siblings each, that is not a close group.
No, absolutely.
And that is great. Absolutely. Arrange a deal with a hotel.
Yeah.
Give people all that notice.
Yeah.
Tell them that the flights are cheap. But even if 1 month before someone goes, I actually can't afford it and I can't get the time off work. I'm really sorry. they are allowed.
The rise in this kind of behaviour. It's this ain't a one-woman show. People have lives.
Yeah.
I love the wartime era, and I love, like, reading about the weddings. People would take an afternoon off work. They'd go to a hall. They'd get their neighbours to be, like, witnesses. They would have... It wasn't even real cake. It was cardboard cake. They borrowed a dress. They borrowed a ring. And it was absolutely fine.
Love that so much.
You know, it was a real vibe of, come on, mistress. Come on, darling. Let's go.
All right, love. You got your something blue.
Yeah. Keep calm. Carry on. Open those legs and arms. Come on. Do you know what I mean? Let's do it for Blighty. We've got a war to win. And I think, like... I don't understand.
You're going up the aisle. Go on, girl.
Yeah. My sister spent 20 grand on a wedding.
That's like, crazy.
The dentist was there.
I mean...
the dentist was there. And I don't know why.
Why?
I
Listen, for some people, that is what they've wanted their whole life.
But you imagine what that couple could spend that money on for themselves? That's I've been like. I don't want my dentist eating
That's
dinner.
Like 12 Pratts.
Exactly. I mean, it was 10 years ago and it was Australia. So, but still, like,
that's a lot.
Yeah, like,
but it's standard. People, that's what people spend.
I want a wartime wedding. I want a man in a soldier suit who preferably won't come back, possibly, but I'll get his pension.
Yeah.
I want a pretend cake, a borrowed dress, a borrowed ring.
Yeah, I can see that. Or
and then
a cake
we have to go back to
made.
The telephone directory afterwards in the afternoon. Anna, Daniel, you got married. Oh, it'll be your honeymoon tonight, darling. Putting your call through, madam.
Plugging you in now, sir. And after that, I'll connect your call.
A phrase you used to.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. Or those cakes where it's made by, like, going around the village and collecting, people donate their little ration slip.
Oh my God, yeah. What is this? It's washing up liquid and baking souffle.
Bit of breast milk, baby formula, one egg that we found. Could be chicken, could be snake.
And Xanax. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
She's not singing to my soul. Furies in Florence, get out of my facial.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. One caveat. If she let you know really late in the day, if she had previously said yes, and that involved you guys organising and paying for shit for her, knowing she'd be there, that is annoying.
Exactly.
But you cannot expect people to go to your destination wedding.
Exactly.
Okay.
Unless that heading's in hell. That heading's in well. Unless that wedding's in hell.
Oh right. If it's weddings in hell.
We do weddings now.
We do weddings now.
We should do that. We could
officiate someone's wedding.
Sign up to our Patreon. Very special place in hell package.
Yeah. If you pay the £25 a month package, you get us as your registrars.
And if your husband needs breaking in, then
for God's sake,
no one better to do it.
For God's sake.
She can play the organ music while it happens.
What's that?
I'm doing Bollywood dancing to your music.
And I think I was doing Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom.
Oh, Phantom. Beneath the Opera House.
Opera House, the name you used to dance. Okay. Well, I think that's, we've had a non-demon and a demon.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us. Look
Can you hear
look
me
at,
doing the
look
dentures?
Look at them looking at us.
I'm doing it with dentures in my mouth.
Here we go, fishing for a compliment. Go on.
I'm doing my impression where I've got dentures in.
You do it really well. Thank and we so both much. Love that old-fashioned kind of Cockney. Right. That do Cockney. Make me bilious.
4 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Something of that ilk.
Because that's who we're going to become.
I hope. Face. God, I hope. Well, I hope you become that. And I hope I become...
Just never age.
The mother out of Coraline. You know, the scary
yes.
one that's made of like pins.
You're halfway there.
Thank you. Well, listener, hey, that's the end of this vile little episode. If you enjoyed this, then let me just find the script where I do my outro. Hey, if you liked this, my gosh, be sure to check back for new episodes every Thursday. And if you want to earn yourself a VIP place in hell, why not subscribe to our Patreon? You will get extended guest episodes. You will also get an extra bonus episode every single month.
Which they're loving lately.
And they are fun. Ooh. And we are playing all sorts of games on there. The first one we played,
Fuck
Would
Mary
You
Burn.
Rather. The second when we played Fuck Mary Burn.
And listen, they are loving what the decisions we've made.
Yeah, and we will be playing more games, little games like that, as well as reading out extra letters, orders of business, church, parish notices as we go. What are you laughing in my face about?
Just the loveliness that is you.
Thank you so much. What the hell was it?
Housed in the body of a Baba Yaga.
Little hut on chicken feet.
Name!
And you will get all of that for a mere 75 pence per week.
Gosh.
I'm not familiar with that. What is a pence, please,
They're
Dave?
They're nasty little metal things that we pay Yanis with.
Oh, my God. I wonder what he does with them all.
I don't know what straight people do with money.
Anyway.
Don't spend it on his fashion, I can tell you that. But what we'd love more than anything... Oh, the prolonged look, was that it's my turn, was it?
Yes.
Okay, I picked up on his subtle movement.
One day, I think you might realise when I finish my sentence and start yours in this section.
And one day, I'll care. kick me. Those long, lean, trained legs of hers. What we'd love more than anything, though, Ernest Face, is if you spread the word. Stop watching me watch myself. If you spread the word, tell your friends, tell your gays, tell your girls, tell everyone about our podcast. Leave a little review. Leave a 5-star, 6-star, 7-star.
We would love that. We also love reading them. When people leave an actual written little review, we read them naked in the bath. Yeah. And as always, if you want to submit any confessions or grievances for our infernal judgment, you can write to us at judgment@hellpod.com, send us a message on the old socials at the Hellpod, or use the anonymous form on our website, hellpod.com. Thank you as always to Spotify for allowing us to use their gorgeous studios, to the angels at Auburn Jam, the eponymous heroes who we've named a cocktail after this week, who made our fabulous music, and also... to our producer, Yanis.
I'm really enjoying this.
See you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you more than her. Bye. Had to say I do, didn't you?